Welcome to Pet World Insider, where we bring you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, pet people, and amazing pet stories. Welcome to today's episode of Pet World Insider. You know, the loss of a pet, the loss of anyone, is so tragic, and it's such a hard thing to deal with. But it does happen, and when it happens, as it just did recently for a friend of mine who lost her beautiful German Shepherd of many years, it really sparks that question of what do I do next? What do I do? And I just want to hold those memories so sacred and so special to me, and I never want to let them go. Well, our next guest has a way for you to do that, and I want to welcome Mike Martino from Ornaments. Welcome, Mike.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being with us. You know, I, as I mentioned to you previously, you know, kind of came across you when I was trying to figure out what I could do to help and, you know, looking at different things that just would allow us to keep that special person, that special animal so close to us. And I think what you've done is so remarkable. Tell us a little bit about Ornaments and, in particular, the pet side of it.
Well, I had merged the two words, urn and ornament, in my head years ago. I guess that was the writer in me, as you could appreciate, Robert.
Yes.
And, you know, it was one of those things, I think everybody has a business idea in them or a good idea, but, you know, life goes on, kids, babies, you know, mortgages. And it was just about 2 years ago that my wife and I hit some hard times, seeing we were going to lose our jobs, We just sat down and said, look, why don't we tiptoe into this and, you know, through the miracle of the Internet, see who we can find to help us. So I immediately, in August of 2010, began trademarking the name because, as a good friend of mine said, once they become popular, people are going to knock them off, but at least we will. They'll be able to call them other things, but they won't be able to call them an ornament because I own that name now. And I had to get it manufactured. Having been an engineer for 25 years building stores, you know, my mission was to build the ornament and make sure, mostly, that it met my sentiments. So I started hiring designers, manufacturers, putting a team together, and went through prototypes. And the ornament itself, if someone was to go to the website, ornaments.com, it is about the size of the classic Fabergé egg that people are familiar with. And whereas, because of the word blend, urn, ornament, it looks like it could be suspended from a holiday tree, we realized that the great functionality is through a hanger. This could be displayed reverently anywhere in the home, on a bookshelf, on a night table. And after I got the designs done, I wanted to make sure some other things, you know, that, you know, the hangers were the right size and everything. So it's really universal in that somebody could buy one and really display it anywhere, including, if they chose, a Christmas tree. The product itself, it was a learning process for me, you know, learning the words about the bereavement industry. I've been to pet expos and people would stop by and buy them, but they were saying how they looked kind of small to contain the remains of an entire pet companion. So the important thing to remember, most important, is that this is in the industry known as a keepsake urn or a sharing urn, and it holds up to, you know, technically speaking, it holds up to 7 cubic inches of ashes. So what we do is We explain that on site because I don't want anybody to be disappointed or you know, purchase the product and it isn't what they want. Although, you know, we have a money-back guarantee. If anybody was uncomfortable with it, just send it back. But I created it in such a way. My concern was that it be lightweight, that it would be easy to open. And then other ideas came along the way, putting a little picture portal on the side so that a pet companion's picture could be put in. The pedestal itself, it could sit right on, you know, the product's very user-friendly.
Right.
The the ornament could sit right on the pedestal that I supply, or again, on any ornament hanger available anywhere, any gift shop.
Let's talk about the process, because one of the things that's interesting anytime we talk to anybody with a product is that whole invention process. And you kind of touched on that a little bit, but what's the time frame it takes from concept to then, you know, in essence, shelf? Because you have so many unique features. Not only do you have the ability to have it hang as a keepsake or, as you mentioned, you know, in an ornament sense, but it does stand on its own in its base, and that's got to take some time.
Well, it was a trial and error, and after we designed the ornament itself, it was, okay, how are we going to have it display in a store or you know, just to ship online, which is really the lion's share of my business. And, you know, I came up with an idea, maybe a cardboard box with a cellophane front and putting ornaments on. One thing led to the other, and my manufacturer, he was a real Renaissance man, this gentleman, Marco. He said, why not make the entire product just be where when you buy it, everything is the product? So we came up with the stand with the little peg hole in the bottom so the ornament can stand upright in it. And then we made a nice, I don't want to call it Lexan, because another thing I learned is that's a Cadillac word for plastic, but a very high-end, shiny plastic cover. So when
right.
someone was to see it, and if they go online, it's easy enough to see it that way. The product ships in this entire case, but really, after I came up with the ornament, pet ornament proper, I came up with the packaging and tried to fuse these different ideas together so that if you saw it, as you could, you know, in a store, its appeal, it's right there to see. It's not hidden behind cardboard. Because when you're dealing with a bereavement product like this, it's important that people see all of it and understand. You know, we have instructions with it to really, how could I put it? Well, it was trial and error. I mean, I look back, I had some other good ideas that I didn't use, but you know what? That's phase two. That's
there's always a phase two. Let's talk about some of the designs that you have. Because you've got, you know, I mean, that's always the you know, the bereavement process, as you've talked about, is very emotional. And, you know, it's important that you have some choices to fit your pet's personality. And you actually have different designs as well.
I that's where I learned from working with a lot of great designers over the years that you got to step back and come up with designs that you may not particularly like, but other people will. You know, I like a blue pinstriped suit, let's say, but if somebody wants to wear a nice, you know, oatmeal colored suit, that may not be my taste. I actually like oatmeal
right.
colored suits, but that's a bad example. I had to step back and let my designers wow me. And but then I had to let them overrule me. An expression I had during the process would be, convince me that I'm wrong.
Right,
the
great
it wasn't
open-minded
an ego
look.
Thing. And they did, because my favorite is the one I call Resting Cat. It just has a, you know, the silhouette of the cat, just the colors,
yes.
the seafoam green. That's my favorite. And then after that is the one I call Bones and Pores. But I let them decide for me. The selection was about 40. Some of them I ruled out and had to say, you know what, you'll never convince me I'm wrong. I do not like that one. But I had to really step back and say maybe other people would like them, and if I didn't. I have the one called Roman Classic that's kind of an almond color. It's rather bare, and it has
right.
like that classic icon ring around it. And I just said, well, you know what? There's no spark to that. And the designer said, intentionally, there's not. So
yeah.
I said, okay, let's make one of the seven that. But you know what, Robert? It's like accidents happen for reasons. From looking at that one, the idea came up, and this is going to be phase two, probably in February if I'm on time. We're going to have a digital photo option. So when I was staring at that ornament with nothing on it, the idea came, well, what if we customize it so that if someone sent in a picture of their pet companion and we show them online the stencil, if you will, just imagine the resting cat, and that was left empty. Somebody would send us the digital photo, and we would print that right on the ornament.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I mean, we're all looking for special ways to remember how special our animals were, and to kind of commemorate that. So I think that's a great idea. And you know, I think what do you have? You know, when people call you and say, you know, hey, I just lost my pet. What kind of advice are you giving them? And I like that you mentioned that. Listen, this is, you know, a particular size, and it's a keepsake. It's not going to hold all of it. It's got to be a tough time for them.
It is. The first thing I say is that it is a keepsake, because I'm in unknown territory with this, in that people have predisposed ideas about cremation to begin with. The industry itself is becoming so large that the imagination of how one will memorialize a person or a pet companion is changing. And I don't want to be the pioneer to come up with an idea that you know, not insults but offends somebody. So I really have to go in not bullet point order, but say, first of all, it's a keepsake urn. It's not for the entire amount of ashes. And then I have to discuss how much ashes there will be. And that's one that I find, hey, I'm not a funeral director by profession,
right,
but it's important that if they're going to call me and ask questions, that I have the right answers. So that's the first thing I do is do you mind splitting up the ashes? Maybe you want to have a portion in a main urn, and I have many online and crematories around the country that carry us, and then I would just forward them to these people and say, well, just go to my website. I have all of these people if you want to buy an urn, and maybe you don't even want to buy an ornament. That's fine, too. I mean,
right. If
I could help them that way, then I'm offering them a choice. But if they're looking to split the ashes, which is first and foremost, and that is something that not everybody's comfortable with, Robert. I've learned that.
Right.
Although I sell ornaments for people where someone, an uncle who had passed away, the wife had split the ashes into urns for some of the nieces and nephews.
Right, right. That's a great idea. Yeah.
And gave it to family members.
Yeah.
So, you know, I didn't think of that, and I didn't know if I would be comfortable suggesting it had I not. I kind of had to see somebody offer the idea and be comfortable with it. I guess
right.
A little bit, you know, as I said, there's people I've spoken to in the industry, just in the tone and how you treat this. It's a delicate subject. One other thing I want to add, the market that I'm finding to be the most prevalent right now is people who had their pet's ashes and just never knew what to do.
Right.
I didn't even
think of that.
It's just where they see this and they had the ash. I know people. My best friend, you know, after his father passed away, they took the ashes and just put them away in a closet, and that was okay. Maybe that, you know, it's not the most comfortable thing, but this opened up the idea that there are many people out there with a pet companion who passed away. And this became an idea on how to commemorate them.
I hear that so often from different pet companies and inventors that, you know, I had this one vision of it, and it was our consumers and our customers who helped show us other uses and directions for the product. And I think that's great. You know, overall, what is the reaction to the pet ornaments? What's the overwhelming reaction that people, you know, convey to you?
I would say that 90% like it. but in that 90% are the fence sitters, I call them. There's basically three people. Those who, for want of a better, I have them at hello. They love the idea, and they, you know, needless to say, those are very nice conversations. They make me feel good. You made me feel good when you liked it, Robert.
Absolutely.
But then there's people who see it, and they'll email me, and then I never hear from them again. And I know that they just don't know what they think. I call them the fence sitters, and because
sure.
This is so much, you know, in new territory, I know this because when I make my follow up calls to crematories, they could tell me thanks but no thanks, but they don't. It's like they're thinking about it.
Right.
So that's the second group. That's the largest group, and then there's the smaller faction, people who they're never gonna embrace it. And I understand that. I did something psychological here, and I spoke to a psychologist about it. I merged two words that are so divergent to us. Urns connotes death and sadness,
mm-hmm.
and ornaments, Christmas time, probably the happiest day of the year for many people.
Right.
And when you do that, if you know, you want to hold my feet over the fire, somebody could say, well, how can you do that? How can you take something so sad and try and make it so happy? And I say, but that's not what I'm doing here. And they missed the point.
Right.
It's a commemoration. It's a new way of expression. And those are my detractors. I don't spend much
right.
time with them. I respect their opinion. And
right.
And also, you know, market research, you know, is just... You have to take all opinions in and step back
right.
and see how people fare.
Right. Well, I think one of the interesting things on that whole topic, and you and I had talked about it, and you know, I approach every product with a skeptical eye. But one of the things that, you know, the name really kind of signified to me and what I thought about it was, you know, that's so clever because frankly, that's the time of year, you know, I mean, just putting it out there, the Christmas time of year, when most of us have those warm memories of family, and we want those remembrances of those that we've lost, those that we have. You know, we want to reminisce, we want to talk about those stories. And I just thought to myself, you know, my goodness, what a great blending of the two notions, and what better way to signify and even demonstrate, hey, they're still with us in spirit. They're still with us in our stories and our memories, and it just helps bring it to the forefront. So I really like that a lot. Let's hit the website again so people who are interested in getting more information can find you. It's pretty simple and straightforward, but I'm going to let you give that.
Well, it's the good old www.ornaments.com, URNAMENTS, ornaments.com.
I think that's great. I think what you've created is, as you've pointed out, something that's unique and something that has its place and really blends a lot of different emotions and hopefully helps with the healing process and yet still invites and stokes those memories for many years to come.
I hope so. I was just going to say today's a big day for us also. I was excited to talk to you, Robert. But in New York, we're in a newspaper today, and good old Big Apple. So there's distribution today to like a million people. So we're curious to see, and we welcome comments. So I'm curious, you know, my market research continues.
So the word is getting out. And what a better time than to mention that listeners and readers of Pet World Insider have a special opportunity and a discount available to them.
Well, I put in this morning a coupon code. If they want to jot it down, or you could give it to them later, Robert. It's really, I just took some of the letters of your Pet World Insider. PWI1, capital PWI1. And if somebody was to purchase a product, just like whenever you purchase anything at checkout, they have that coupon code box. Just input it, and that'll be a 25% discount, and shipping is included.
That's great. That's great. So again, PWI capitalized, the number one.
All capitals, PWI, the number one. And I just put that in this morning. You know, I'm getting a lot of byproduct knowledge and other things. I'm now learning how to build a website. And, you know, so I put that in this morning, and I have it running all summer. That would be good for anyone to use until September 1.
Wonderful. So, folks, if you're looking for something unique, and, you know, frankly, there's other uses for it as well. I just think it's a unique product that has a lot of different uses, opportunities, and, again, commemorates our pets in a manner that is respectful and keeps them at the forefront, always a great talking piece. So, again, that's earnaments.com. Mike, thank you so much for creating something for the pet world. We certainly appreciate that, and we really appreciate you offering a discount to our listeners and our viewers. Folks, please look into earnaments.com. Mike, thank you so much for being on the show. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.